Okay, so here at the BPP, we have a motto. Give us your tired, your hungry, your wry and witty cartoons that for some reason the New Yorker has chosen not to run. We take them in, we have room. Friend of the BPP, cartoonist Matthew Diffie, editor of the book The Rejection Collection, is here for his regular visit to make us laugh and give us a little take that fancy pants New Yorker attitude. Hi,
Exactly.
Matthew. Who'd
Hey, how are
you
you
bring with
doing?
you today?
This is Zachary Cannon.
Hey, Zachary.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
He's using
Zachary's
his
got the
radio
radio
voice.
pipes.
Well, I was
Listen to
called
that.
ma'am on the phone yesterday.
All right, so the subject of today's cartoons fit in well with this whole block, food and cattle. For our first-time listeners, this is the way it goes. We have an audio rendition of your cartoons so that this whole bit can actually work on the radio. But before we play it, anything we should know about your cartoon, Matthew? Do you want to, your state of mind when you drew it, do you want to set it up a little bit?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know. You'll probably get letters, so I apologize for that. But
All right.
yeah, maybe we should just listen to it
We're
first.
multimedia. We'll get emails. Just so
Emails,
you know. The BPP Players audio reenactment of Matthew Diffie's rejected New Yorker cartoon.
A large man and a large woman are sitting at a cafe table holding menus. A pigtailed waitress holds a pen to her order pad. The large woman studies her menu as the large man says, "We'll have the breakfast all day." The waitress does not look up.
Very nice. I wondered what the adjective would be. Large, I guess, is the
Large.
politically correct term.
Yeah, these people are of a certain size, shall we say,
Yes,
who are sitting at
girth.
this table. Could you explain the misunderstanding?
Well, I think that they saw on the, outside that breakfast is served all day, and they thought that was a temporal term, and they were going to have breakfast all day long.
So the faces are pretty priceless in this. What is the waitress thinking? What are the patrons thinking?
Yeah, I don't know if the waitress is. She's probably just trying not to laugh, I would think, trying desperately not to, giggle. And the patrons are thinking nothing, out of the ordinary. They're just ordering breakfast. They found their restaurant where they can have breakfast all day.
Now, is this just, frankly, a fat joke?
It is, and for that, I apologize.
From a tall, skinny Texan making the fat
Yeah,
jokes.
exactly. And that's probably why it didn't get bought at the New Yorker magazine.
Have you ever seen anything like this actually happen, or was this a just a
No.
figment of your skinny imagination?
Yeah, my skinny imagination. Yeah, I've never seen anything. I feel bad all of a sudden. I shouldn't have done this. I'm
Yeah,
sorry,
that's.
everyone. America.
Should I rip it?
Yes, just tear that one
All right,
up.
that's a meme cartoon.
Mean
All
fat
right,
joke.
Zach, you're up next. Let's hear the audio version of yours. No, Zach's doing a
Well,
rap song?
it's
The
a
dance.
Who
really
knew?
interesting cartoon.
Two men in work clothes and ball caps are ushering a herd of cows through a small opening into the side of a building. Around the corner, the viewer sees another building with smokestacks and a gangplank. One man is propping the sliding steel door open while the other man is herding the cows through. The first man says, "It's gotten a lot harder since they started wearing lipstick." The cows' faces are not visible.
Why don't I get to see the cows wearing lipstick, Zach?
I think it would be harder for the viewer also to imagine them being ushered into the
It's
slaughterhouse.
funnier not seeing them.
Yeah.
Also, we can't. We
It's
don't
really hard to draw cows' lips.
have.
They don't have lips, really.
We passed this one around the office, and we were wondering if you were touching on the you can't put lipstick on a pig.
No, I just thought it would be, it's harder to put a human face on the cow, like an actual
Also, you
human
can't use
makeup.
red or
That's
pink,
true. Yeah, it
whatever
would
the
have just
cows
looked like they
prefer.
had really nice lips.
We could do a
Yeah,
little gloss.
maybe.
Did you get any feedback on why this didn't make it, Zach?
The New Yorker's actually passed on all of my slaughterhouse cartoons so far.
All right, note to self, slaughter, maybe
Yeah.
not funny to the New Yorker.
But maybe that
Well,
could be a
I'm
second
just going to
book.
keep trying because
Yeah.
this one's pretty good.
What's the crux of the joke for you, Zach? Help me out.
Oh, just that it's difficult to kill the cow when it looks like a human.
That way it looks pretty.
Yeah, when it's
pretty.
a beautiful cow.
Yeah.
Matthew Diffie and Zachary Cannon, your official name. Thank you for coming in and
Thank
sharing
you
your
very
New
much.
York New
Thanks a
Yorker
lot.
rejected cartoons. Of course, we'll let you see them on our website as well. Oh, here's the rap music. Coming up, we'll catch up on all the headlines. And fans of The Man Show, Adam Carolla has a whole movie, 95 minutes worth. Is it worth your time? We'll tell you on the BPP.